Hey there, welcome to Flight Risk Studios podcast show, and I'm your host, Robert Bruden. It is a beautiful sunny day here where I am today. It's Friday, March 8th, 2024, and thank you so much for tuning in. I appreciate all of your support, and I hope that you get something positive and meaningful out of our podcasts and out of my books. As a book author, I do try to write things that hopefully not only have uplifted my life, but I hope that they will uplift yours. So thank you very much for everybody who buys and supports my book. So thank you. And I wanted today, I saw something last night at on the State of the Union and what transpired after, and it was beyond sad. And I don't really get political here too much, and this is really not about a particular way to think as far as politics goes. But last night during the State of the Union, there was a father, a Gold Star father, whose Marine son was killed as one of the 13 Marines that lost their lives that horrific day in Afghanistan, as people were being lifted out, and the government just left these poor boys in a horribly bad way. It just, gotta have no words. And so anyway, this father, in his, let me back up and say this too. So this is what this family has suffered. So this, not only did they lose their son in a heinous and terrible way, and quite frankly, probably were never given any sort of governmental apology or anything else. And the brother of this brave Marine who perished, and I don't have much to go on with this, but his brother ended his life because of the grief he felt for his other brother, and I guess it just became too much for this young man to endure, and sadly ended his life. And I can't, as when you think about what a father would go through, not to mention the boy's mother, but what this family has gone through, and what seemingly was, I won't get into it, but Stephen Nkui, and I hope to God that I said his name right, was a Gold Star dad who was charged with disrupting Congress and faces up to 5 years in prison and I had a $5,000 fine, I think. When Joe Biden should have called the man down and hugged his neck, you know, when the people around him should have, you know, instead of, strong-arming this guy to arrest, why don't you realize the grief that he's gone through? Have some humanity. But that's, you know, I don't know. We're going to start, that really hit me hard, is this family suffered enough, you know, and we owe all Gold Star families the ultimate in respect. And if they need to grieve, then they need to allow it. You know, If they have something strong to say, you know what? You sent those kids there. Goddamn, you stand up like a man and take it. That's what these government assholes need to, you know, maybe there would be less war if they had to stand up and face these families. That's the least these families deserve. These young men and women go over there knowing that they could lose their life. And God bless them. And how grateful as a nation should we be to sit there and go, somebody's willing to die for me? Because they are, and they have, and they do pay the ultimate sacrifice so that I can be on this podcast, or I can have a business, or I can write a book, or I can speak freely. And you get the same. Doesn't matter whether you're what side of the political aisle you sit on. These people gave their lives so that you could do the things that you do. So I think at the very minimum, the very least that we can do is if they're going to have a moment of anguish, allow them to have it. They damn well earned it. So I don't, you know, and as a, you know, this, you know, these other, you know, all this shit going on that our government has control over. Laken Riley, I'll say her name. What a cute young woman. What an, you know, just went out for a run. And because we have shitty border policies, you know, that we should let immigrants in. Yeah, we should. In an orderly manner. In an orderly way. My youngest son's mother is an immigrant. She got political asylum the correct way. She did it right. It can be done. You know? How many millions of people have come into this country the correct way? What a spit in the face to these people who endured all the bullshit they have to go through to get here. And to just open up the faucet and say, hey, come on in, you know, hell, it, you know, water's warm, come on in, dive in. No, that's, you know, no. I live in South Texas. My businesses are located in South Texas. So I'm here to tell you, as someone who sees it firsthand, yeah, immigration's a problem. The border is a damn sure a problem. I'm not, you know, first off, how anybody votes or what their orientation is for politics, that's your business. It's not mine. It's your business. Who you vote for is your business. So let's get past all this. Well, you're a Republican. You get white privilege. You got all this. Or, you know, you're a Democrat and you're a, you know, crazy weirdo. Let's get past all that kind of shit. You know, vote your conscience, but realize that you know, and these people who sit in Washington and can say that how, you know, like our governor here, Greg Abbott, you know, what the hell do you want him to do? What do the South Texas cities that didn't ask for this shit but are overrun, you know, there can be more people come in a day than live in some of the South Texas cities they're invading. So I kind of mentioned this in a previous thing. You know, you got 10,000 people on the border. They just crossed into your town and now they all need to pee. I know that sounds a little crass, but they all need to go to the restroom. Where in God's name are they going to go? Now they're all hungry. Who's going to give them a hot dog? Who's going to cook them a burger? Who? Where's all that going to come from? Yes, thank God there are charities that, you know, band together and try to feed people. These people need to take a shower. Where are they going to go? Is there not a way to figure out and say, well, let's stop for the moment. Let's stop, okay? We're not saying you can't come. We're just going to stop because we're, you know, we can't feed you, clothe you, house you. So before these people come, why are we not inundating these countries and saying, or going on national news and saying, wait a minute, guys, hold on. We're happy to have you, but here's the process. What's so hard about that? Why is that so difficult to get? Why is that unreasonable? Why does that have any pushback? You can come, but, you know, don't swim across a river that could kill you. Don't cut through deserts where there are plenty of things that could kill you and do. How many people have to perish in the Arizona desert or in the Texas desert before people will say, well, maybe that's not the best way for them to come? And the fact that it's controlled, and the fact that these people are having to do things that are unspeakable. Women being sold into slavery or forced into slavery because they have to pay for their way to get here. But by all means, let's keep the border open. That makes all the sense in the world, is to get these people hurt, get women raped, get children kidnapped, men dying. So, you know, It's one thing to sit here and go, you know, I don't want to get, you know, all political and all that bullshit, and I don't. But when you arrest a Gold Star father who lost not one but two sons, and treat him like a criminal, all because he had a moment where he made an outburst in his grief and anger and frustration. By God, he's allowed. He is absolutely allowed. You know, what level of inhumanity is that? You know, you've got the city of Denver, who touted themselves as a sanctuary city, kicking migrants out of hotels and things because they ran out of money. Well, so Greg Abbott's a bad guy. You got, you know, how many thousand? We got how many millions in Texas? I think they have 40,000. We've had some 5 to 6 million come through our border. We're, you know, it's bigger than the city of Dallas. It's getting to the size of the city of Houston. the amount of migrants that have come across the border. How should Texas have to bear the weight of that? Yeah, the amount of people that have crossed the border is 6 million more than the city of Dallas. 5 million more than the city of Houston. Combined, including Austin, Texas, Fort Worth, Texas, you have more migrants that have crossed our southern border than, let's see, San Antonio, Fort Worth, Austin, Dallas, and Houston combined. That's not a problem to you? That's larger than the top cities of Texas combined. What the hell? What the hell? More people than what? Jesus. It's just nuts. So all these mayors in these cities that are crying, you need to be. You need to be. But direct it towards D.C., not Texas, not Greg Abbott. The hell do you want him to do? You back him in a corner. What in God's name is he going to do? Then we find out that, 300,000, 300 and something thousand people were flown across into the United States. That's bigger than most cities in Texas. Not combined, but, there are many cities that were 300,000. In fact, where I live, the Texas southern border is like 66,000 people. It's bigger than the town that I live in by a dam site. So how is that not a problem? I don't understand all these people who are saying, we need to allow these people are, come. Wait a minute. I agree they need to come in. But God dang. And why is all of a sudden it's now? Why all of a sudden, over the last year, why all of a sudden is it now that they need to pour in here? Gee, we're coming up on an election year? That's a little bit of a coincidence, don't you think? How many people are going to make it into a polling station that aren't even bloody registered to vote? And what are these people being told as far as, it's Joe Biden that's doing and helping you get to, So what level of bullshit are these people being sold? So I don't know, man. It's when I saw that last night, and then you see all the social media stuff about this father. I mean, he didn't reunite with the people that he was with late last night. But what the hell? Not a peep that I have seen as of yet. I haven't seen a peep from our government stating, no, we're not going to press charges. You can't come into the State of the Union and raise hell. I get that part. And, you know, I mean, there's times when I've told people in that, you know, sometimes you have to respect, and I called it, you have to respect the chair. You may not like who's sitting in it, but you got to respect the chair. So there is a certain level of decorum. There is a certain level of procedure that you have to follow. You don't got to like the person sitting in it, but you kind of have to respect the chair, as I call it. And so, you know, you can't, you know, you see people, you see grieving parents in a courtroom and stuff like that. You know, fathers lose their shit over a pedo that hurt their daughter. Understandable, get it, but you know, you can't, you gotta, you know, sadly you gotta chill out for a minute. As you can tell, I'm shaken by it. Just it's just God Almighty, you know. You got to know that this man and his family are just heart sick, broken, and you know, everybody should have just embraced this man. Said, "Hang on, dude, catch a breath. I don't know what you're going through, but I feel your pain." And let the man sit back down and finish his evening. He earned that. 100 times over. He earned that. We owe him that respect. So, anyway, kind of ranting about about all that, because it shook me, man. It shook me to my core. I couldn't. So, because I can't imagine what they went through. You know, and I see what happens to veterans. I know veterans who suffer from PTSD, and I know veterans that struggle. They just struggle, man. And we owe them our respect, our support, and to have it spat on by Capitol Police is just fucking wrong. So, you know, all I see in social media and stuff like that is all the people hating and screaming at each other. And you know, you do see things where you know, a young person who has to shave their head for cancer treatment, and the barber cuts their hair too, or the moms that grab the shears and cut their hair. You know, why can't we have some humanity? Why are young people on college campuses everywhere who, when you ask them questions about the issue, and they don't even know. They're just there because it's an issue. They don't even know why. How many people were sitting there at a rally that I was watching on a social media page that they were saying, what do you know about this? What do you know about that? And they were asking, or questions that they're asked, and they say, oh, Democrats did that. No, actually, it was a Republican. Or no, actually, it was Donald Trump. And they're out there losing their fucking mind over something that they don't really have. And this goes back to a show that I did on critical thinking. And, you know, it was Jesus, you can tell. You know, last night, another thing, and this is where the hypocrisy of Washington is breathtaking, because before the State of the Union was up and going, and there were hundreds of people in the room, okay, Bernie Sanders, which on some of his issues I agree with, some I don't. But Bernie Sanders was walking around glad-handing everybody, shaking their hands, not wearing a mask. The moment that the TV part where Joe Biden and they were going to hit national TV, he puts a fucking mask on. And sits in the State of the Union. The only one that I saw wearing a mask. But before that, and walking around, he wasn't wearing his mask. What a fraud. What a, you know? And I'm not just picking on him. There's a lot. There's a lot to it. How many people... You know, in Texas, they after all the things that Greg Abbott's done, and the fact that the Biden administration keeps losing in the Supreme Court to Texas, you know, then all of a sudden the EPA is going to shut down the LNG, the liquid natural gas plants, because there's an environmental concern. Well, there wasn't one 2 fucking years ago. But there is now, because it's, you know, and here's my point. What happens to those workers? What happens to those families? Of all the workers that work in the LNG industry, all the people that work in that plant, all the ships that count on being able to move LNG around the world, all the utilities that LNG helps, all because you're pissed off because you got your ass whipped a couple times on the school ground, but you're okay with fucking with people's lives until... And that's where it boils down to. So, you know, I guess it gets to a point where I'm talking about critical thinking, and here's what I'm talking about. You got to look at an issue and say, well, we're going to be better off because he's, you know, the liquid natural gas is a pollutant. Well, it's cleaner than just about anything else. And again, I go back to how many people got to get hurt to promote your bullshit agenda? And where do you, my dear listeners, where do you draw a line in the sand and say, wait a minute, that's enough? I see where you're going, and I see where it really is, and I'm going, no, that's not okay. I'm all for clean energy. I'm all for, you know, I love Elon Musk to death. I hope Tesla does great. I think the Tesla truck is about as cool a fucking vehicle as I've ever seen on the marketplace. It's wickedly cool. I think it's just damn cool. And so it's time to draw a line in the sand. I guess today is my day to draw my line in the sand. And I'm not pitching my ideology to you at all. I'm just saying, you know, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. Let's say that that's a Democratic family, for example. I don't know that. But that's a good what if. If you're a Democrat or if you're a left-leaning liberal, what about doing that to a grieving father makes it okay? Don't you stand up and say, hey, look, I love you, Joe Biden, but, you know, come on now. Let's take the fight where it belongs. You know? Today, a pro-Palestinian protester cut up Arthur James Balfour's painting in Trinity College in Cambridge, England. Cut it up and, I mean, just completely destroyed it. This is not a fix. This young woman completely destroyed it. Yes, what's happening in, here's the thing. Her issue's not with that fucking painting. You're directing your anger the wrong way. War is war. I don't care what side of the fence you're on. Women, children, they all get killed. And I agree. Enough is a fucking enough. You guys have heard me say, and you've heard me write about it, and you've heard me say, and you know horribly happened is before COVID, I was actually working on the pre-production of a documentary film that I wanted to shoot that basically would be going around the world and around the U.S. and sitting in coffee shops and talking to regular Joe people, you know, what do you want? Because here are the tenets of what I think most people want in this world and are trying to have. I think they want peace. I think they want to be left alone by the government. I think they want, you know, happiness, healthy children, healthy families, affordable housing. I think they want to have access to good food. And we'll get off on that too. Are you wearing a cotton shirt or cotton underpants or any cotton socks? Yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. But I can't imagine that you couldn't go into Baghdad or somewhere like that, somewhere in Afghanistan, into a place, a coffee shop, their version of a Starbucks. And sit down with people and say, you know what? What do you like for your family? What's your biggest concern about family and just this life? And I would say, in all of my heart, 99.99999% would probably say what I just said. Peace, happiness, you know, health. Let me live my life, enjoy my family, watch my children grow up, spoil my grandbabies. And I can't imagine that that's not what people all around the world want. I've even talked about, I guarantee, you know how you stop a war? And here's the thing, you're going to have people in Washington sitting there saying, well, there's way too more to it. The treaty of this in 19 blah, blah, blah. They muddy the fucking water to the point where it's like, wait a minute. Let's sit down. I think Barack Obama started this, and I don't know why they didn't keep with it. But, you know, let's sit down and drink a beer. Let's have a beer. Let's have a cup of coffee. And let's talk about, as regular Joe folks, what we need, what we want. And I promise you, the people that we're told to fear because they are absolute, the incarnate of the devil, want the same thing we do. But they suffer with the same problem. They have people that are controlling their state that are getting us into this shit. So, you know, that's something to think about. Doesn't matter. I don't care what your political ideology is, but think about it. Don't you just want to live in peace? Don't you just want to have a family, have things be okay? Who fucks that up? You know? You know, I've heard plenty of people say, and I agree wholeheartedly with this statement. They say, you know, they get outside and they like ask people saying, you know, who do you vote for? Who do you vote? It's none of your fucking business who I vote for. Just like it's none of my business who you vote for. You vote your way, I'll vote mine. I vote for the person who hopefully brings me as close to my utopia reality as possible. I don't want to be controlled by the government. I don't want the government to control my fucking money. Stay the hell out of my bank account. I don't want cryptocurrency. I just want to be able to go to the grocery store and not go, fuck, I guess I'll eat this. I'm not supposed to eat this, but it's the only thing I can afford. How many of you are eating ramen noodles more than once a week? Feel like you're back in college because you wanted to take your money, your food money and turn it into your drinking money, so you loaded up on ramen noodles because they were cheap. They're also horribly bad for you. So it's I don't know. It's just nuts. And when we talk about control, you know, think about this for a minute. If you're, and I feel comfortable in saying that probably something on your body at this moment is made from cotton. So let's say that you were a cotton farmer. Did you know that kind of got off track there. Did you know that you're not allowed to use a natural cotton seed? No. And all of us know that and learned in school, that are old enough to have learned this, because we were actually taught something in school, you know, plants create their own seeds. And what made farming such a cool thing back in the day was that farmers could harvest those seeds and store them and use them in next year's crop. Therefore, their cost went down because they didn't have to go buy seed. So what would that do? That would lower prices, don't you think? Most farmers were pretty good guys. They could pick up and make a little more money, but probably things were going to be a little bit cheaper because they weren't having to run their equipment. And they were able to plant the seeds that they had and save themselves a shitload of money. Here comes big food agriculture. You have big food agriculture, Monsanto, and I think they were picked up by Bayer. I don't know for sure, but Monsanto came up with a cotton seed that they patented. And if you planted what God put on this earth, you were prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. They would go in with court orders and spray your fields or burn your fields to the ground. They would get judgments against you where you would have to sell your farm in order to pay the judgment. They would destroy families. They were able to send detectives out with binoculars and look at the leaves and know that if you planted, because you're saying, well, just go out and plant, you know, just don't let them know. Well, no, they, while they were enforcing all this shit and breaking the backs of American farmers, they could look at the leaves and they could look at the way the plant was, and they would know if it was a seed that God put on this earth or if it was a seed that was made in their laboratory. If it wasn't made in their laboratory, they basically came in and destroyed your life. Brought you to your knees. And then some. To this day, you cannot plant anything but a genetically modified cottonseed. Gee. I can't even plant something that was put here on God's earth that if I was able to harvest it, I could plant next year. I can't do that anymore. And there's other things of that. So my point to all this is there has to be a line that you draw in the sand in order to say enough is enough. And what happened last night to this Gold Star dad did that for me. So what, and then it's ironic because the day before I had done a show about critical thinking, and before you make, you know, a decision one way or the other, how you believe is your beliefs. That's fine. But before you condemn me for mine, and before I condemn you for yours, let's understand each other as best we can. That's not too much to ask of anyone. And so, I'm telling you, I was sitting here and I've got my computer up, and another thing, Fox News just came out about the angry outburst of Father who lost his son during the chaotic Afghanistan exit, is now in legal trouble after yelling at Biden last night. I mean, it's blowing up all over the internet, and should. This guy, leave him fucking alone. You know, leave him alone. Say, you know what? It should have never have gotten that far. God bless you and your family. We're sorry for your loss and we're sorry for your troubles. And no, there won't be any legal ramifications from this at all. You know? And the men who arrested him need to come out and apologize. I think that's the least they could do and say, look, we were, you know, I get you were doing your job. But get from a human perspective that this gentleman lost not one but two sons. Kind of deserves a break, I think. So, you know, I want to talk about this stuff, but I also want to talk about, you know, what we can do for ourselves to bring a better us to this equation. Is, damn, sorry, I needed to catch myself there because I get very emotional and very taken aback by all the bullshit that's going on, man. It's just like, you know, fuck. There was a day where, you know, we're Americans, man. We're all on the same side. After the horrific tragedies of 9/11, America came together. Didn't make a damn bit of difference what color your skin was, what if you're Republican, Democrat, didn't matter. We were us. We were Americans. And we were together. And we helped our brother. What the hell happened to that? All these young people have been told to hate us, and that I'm part of some systemic, racially bigoted community. No, actually, I'm not. I have a son that's half Colombian. My closest and dearest friend on this earth happens to be black. And my sphere of influence of people around me are made up of gay people, women, Hispanic women, Latin women, Asian women, Asian men. I have friends in Dubai, Abu Dhabi. I have friends from Iran that are U.S. citizens that have been my friends for, I can't tell you how many years. So how am I racially bigoted? I worked for, in my career, over my lifetime, I have worked for women, women of color, men, men of color. I worked for them. I lost jobs that I was applying for to a Hispanic woman once. Why did I lose that job? Because she was more qualified to do the job than I. They didn't hire her because of some equity thing or because she was a Mexican woman. She was just damn good at what she did. And that's the way we looked at it. No, this person did a hell of a job. She was, you know, she was a tough customer when it came to sales and sales management. She was a What I mean by tough customer, she was a competitor, man. This woman was on her toes, and she made it happen. She was good at what she did. She was incredibly gifted and a sweet person. I had the opportunity to work for this woman, work with this woman, and I revere her skill and talent today. How is that racially bigoted? It's not, because that's not who most of us are. Yeah, there are assholes out there that are racist and all that kind of shit. Well, fuck them. You know, that's fine. Let them do their thing. I don't got to sit and listen to it. I can get up and walk out of the room. I can change the radio station. I can do whatever the hell I want. I don't have to watch that video. I can scroll on. That's the beauty of it. I don't have to subscribe to their shit, nor do they have to subscribe to mine. But before you go labeling people that they're this way or that way, not yet. You need to get, that's why I say critical thinking. Learn more. Ask questions. If you're talking to somebody and you think you're going to disagree with them, ask them. Say, tell me. I mean, I wouldn't mind it if somebody came up to me and go, hey, are you a racist? Well, no. What would make you think that? Well, you're an older white man. What the fuck does that have to do with the fact that I was raised differently? I went to school with Native, I live close to the Mescalero Apache Indian Reservation, and I went to school with Native American kids. I went to school with black children. I went to school with Hispanics. We were all just friends. We didn't look at each other, because you know why we didn't look at each other in some weird way? Because our teachers weren't in there going that we were different. We were somehow different. No, we were taught we were all the same. We all had the same opportunities, the same level of skill. You know, I've seen how many entrepreneurs that come from every background that you can think of. I have Apple products. Tim Cook is a homosexual. I own some Apple stock. Why? Because I don't look at Tim Cook, and I labeled him as a homosexual in this statement, but I don't look at him as that. I look at him as he's a pretty damn good, astute businessman. And he took over from Steve Jobs, and he's kept Apple at the forefront of technology breakthroughs. I've heard him speak. Some things I agree with, some things I don't. I don't subscribe to his lifestyle, but I don't negate what he accomplishes, and I don't negate what kind of a man he is, because I simply disagree with his lifestyle. I don't walk in someone's shoes, so therefore, who am I to judge? If you're gay, well, okay, be gay. It's not my business. I'm just not gay. But should I have to come out every time that you come out and somehow applaud the fact that you're gay? Because you damn sure aren't going to come out and applaud the fact that I'm white. We shouldn't applaud each other for those things. We should applaud each other for the accomplishments that we do. The gifts that we bring to this earth, the gifts that we bring to this world. Doesn't matter your race, color, gender, creed, whatever the hell, religious thing. If you're a good person, you're a good person. That's what it's about. So let's try to be the best that we can be. And that's really what our podcast is about and has been about, is how do we become a better version of me? Well, we draw a line in the sand and say, wait a minute, this is not right. This is something that you know, is a little bit unacceptable. So, you know, it's one thing to have an ideology. It's another thing to have that ideology hurt someone. So that's all I'm going to say about that. All right, gang, we are to the end here. I appreciate and hope that I didn't drone on too much about stuff, but I wanted to make some points, and I wanted to make a point that, hey, we need to be nice to each other. We do. We need to stand up and say, like I am now, enough is enough. Okay? Instead of, you know, I'm going to leave you with this. What would have happened? Everybody's seen the movie Oppenheimer, or most of you have probably. So my question is, if you had taken all of those people in Los Alamos, New Mexico, where the brain power was absolutely unbelievable, and you said, okay, what I need you to do is make a, and I'm using this metaphorically, people, is we're going to make a bomb that promotes peace, prosperity, and we're going to show people how, as a global village, we can work together to uplift each other and to compete in business, to compete on levels that, with fair playing ground, you know? And that's your task. That's your challenge. Make it happen. What if we did that? Instead of developing something that when they dropped it, it was their best fucking guess if we were still all going to be a planet. The arrogance of that is mind-numbing. So, there you have it. Think about it. Be nice. Let's have an open discourse. Let's have something where we say, hey, you know, cool. Let's not get ugly. Let's not get hateful. Let's just be us. You be you. That's something I can agree with everybody on. Doesn't matter what you want to be you, but don't stuff it down my throat. Nor will I stuff my ideology down yours. I'm just saying you're drawing a line in the sand. But don't be known for what you are. Be known for who you are. It's a big difference. Huge difference. You know? If you were a transgender person and you came up with the cure for cancer, I would applaud you in every way that I could. Didn't matter who you were, what your thoughts were, you know. It's like I say, I buy Apple stock because it performs well. Tim Cook is gay. He's not the only gay CEO or executive out there. He's a smart cookie. He deserves his due, and I give it. I applaud Mr. Cook and say, well done, sir. Badass, man. This technology is cool as shit. And you run a cool company. So, anyway, we've kind of gone on a little too much here. All right, so this has been the Flight Risk Podcast Show. And my name's Robert Bruton, your host. And we will talk again soon. Bye for now.